The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. It really seems like some humans are organizing a disaster on the planet. Could it be that we're a species that can't survive its own intelligence? We've got oil spills and chemical plumes, gas explosions, radioactive contamination, heavy metals in all the wrong places, dying oceans, altered climate. Looks like the plug's getting pulled on the money. All these wars over resources, destroying communities and livelihoods, producing whole generations of brutalized survivors. We got the war on drugs, the militarization of policing, the criminalization of poverty, the phrase, the survival of the fittest. People clamor for safe spots, economically, geographically, architecturally. As the whole thing crumbles, there'll be no niche that's guaranteed safe, no matter what your plans were. It's not going to get better before it gets better. People don't like to think about that stuff. It seems too much like it might already be happening, but the causes are so distant it makes you feel powerless, so you don't think about it, which is what allows it to happen, which is why everybody is always kinda depressed, which makes it that much harder to find a way out of it all. Still, there are some things that you can do, and one of them is to bark at nonsense. Yes, woof, woof, bark. Just do it. Everybody can bark. Woof. You just got to get over the hump. Woof, woof. Once you start barking, it gets to be as natural as laughing. Woof, woof, woof. So practice barking at nonsense. Cows are purple. Woof, woof. You should bark and not just listen to me bark, you know. Down is up and up is down. Woof, woof. Don't go thinking it's something deep, poetic, and probably true that you can't understand. And don't say, arf, arf. That's not barking. That's talking about barking. Did you know that water runs uphill? How could barking be less appropriate than nonsense? Bark from the belly, and don't let it scratch your throat. Did you hear about that fish with six toes? Think about all the ways that dogs can be friendly. The way a dog barks in greeting, alert, tail up, announcing that someone is here. Woof, woof. Hello, nonsense, come on in. If you start a bark-a-thon or growl first and threaten to escalate, you'll get put outside. Bark quick, so they'll say, hey, she only barks at nonsense, what'd she bark at? And then people are thinking more and listening better. Bark at nonsense, and you'll think more and listen better. Because you have to know when to bark. So here's some more practice, some real practice, not just barking on cue. Listen along, and when you hear nonsense, bark. Zero population growth. Economic development. If we zapped all the mosquitoes from the planetary ecosystem, it probably wouldn't be a disaster of the same scale as zapping the ants. The family of man. Reduce, reuse, recycle. An unborn, unconceived child has the right not to be genetically engineered. Organic farming methods could provide a nourishing diet for everyone on the planet. We are the result of an experiment being performed by a superior intergalactic society. We are DNA trying to replicate itself. Bigfoot. A laptop in the hands of every child. If you bark at nonsense, you can do a world of good. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.